Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of Eurocash. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May now hand you over to Jacek Owczarek, Chief Financial Officer, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Welcome from Eurocash team side. Together with me, I have today Cezary Giza and Jan Domański. We'll share our presentation together. First of all, thank you that you are devoting some time to listen us. We hope to just give you brief information what happened here really in Q3 results. Generally speaking, on our side, the results are quite good and exactly as we said, as expected. Without any surprises, we continue to deliver on the strategy we announced, which, just to shortly remind to all of you, we communicated we want to keep wholesale growing market share and then delivering cash flow and profitability, and at the same time integrate retail. Generally speaking, what we'll share with you in few minutes on Cezary presentation, you will see that both wholesale and retail segments, they are growing faster than market share observed by Nielsen, which is a solid result on our side. On the wholesale side, generally speaking, all segments are delivering quite nicely. You don't see it, but also we are in the middle of integration of alcohol business with distribution, which is almost over. Eurocash.pl is delivering quite nice result. Altogether, we are expecting to sell already 3.6 billion out of the digital platform. Generally speaking, Cash & Carry as well had a very nice result. Also taking into consideration, as part of you remember, the generally speaking, the small stores are overweighted in soft drinks, beer and tobacco. Generally speaking, the weather was better last year in Q3 than Q3 this year. Generally speaking, also we sold a little bit less all of this result. Even taking this into consideration, like for like in Cash & Carry was positive at 0.7%. That's also quite good result. On retail side, which I think also we spent some time trying to explain you where we are. Generally speaking, we are on time with the integration program, so new team is in the place. We already shipped a big part of the stores to the final IT solution. Logistics is working. Right now we are unifying the assortment and price policies. All together, I think we are on the good track to deliver full integration as promised. Summarizing Q3, two more aspects. Cash flow, operational cash flow was at the very good levels. Again, Q3 is our quarter when we are generating quite nicely cash, so it's also proved this year to be true. Net debt is at very secured level. All of this, I think, makes us happy that we are delivering quite nice results for Q3. Let me just pass to Cezary. He will lead you through the detailed presentation. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Let's start with the presentation. I'm on page number three of our presentation, where we show you food market development in last 12 months. Here you may see that discounters were growing by 9.5%, while small format stores were growing by 4.4%. Supermarkets between 300 and 2,500 square meters, they grew by 3.2%. Here you have to be aware that Nielsen data that we provide for a long time has been revised with one of the growing supermarket chain that you already know that was included in current databases. That's why you may notice nowadays 3.2% growth. Hypermarkets were declining by 0.7%. Coming back to small format, here the good point for us is that small supermarkets are growing by 3%, almost 3%, which is a nice result. Convenience stores between 40 and 100 square meters, they were growing by 9% in last 12 months. Small grocers and specialized stores, they are in the different dynamics with small grocers -4% and specialized stores with 9% growth. Let's look at page number four, when we may see inflation. The, on the left-hand side, you may see chart with inflation split by food and alcoholic beverages. Food inflation noted very high results with 6.7% food inflation in third quarter. On the other hand, we may see alcoholic beverages growing by 1.2% in third quarter. Please keep in mind that GOOS statistics, means Central Statistical Office data, are based on enterprises hiring more than 9 employees. So this does not include big part of our market. Nevertheless, it is worth to follow all of this data because also shows you the trend between different categories. And as you may be aware, vegetables were growing by more than 20% in last 9 months, while all other categories also accelerated with bread, food, sugar, meat above 4%. Our categories, means categories overweighted in small format stores, were, as I mentioned before, were between 0 and 2% year on year. Let's move to our results. On page number 5, you may see wholesale segment performance. And here we are continuing to grow by more than 6%, which is 315 million zloty sales growth in third quarter 2019. On the other hand, we have EBITDA development with 130 million zloty EBITDA in third quarter 2019, which we perceive as a strong result, taking into account that last year summer was very strong. EBITDA after IFRS 16 amounted to 177 million zloty. When we look at the EBITDA margin, it is worth to notice that it amounted to 2.56%, and it is somehow deteriorated by different mix of sales with fast-growing tobacco business diluting EBITDA margin. For us, the most important is EBITDA in absolute terms. On a page C, you may see development of different distribution formats within the wholesale segment. Wholesale increased by 6.6%, which is 350 million zloty, and out of this number, 270 million zloty comes from tobacco business. In tobacco business, you might be aware from previous quarters that we gained one key account, but also the legal sales of tobacco in Poland is growing quite nice. So we are beneficiary of these trends. Cash and carry, we already talked about, noted 0.7% like for like, which is in line with our plans. Distribution business grew by 0.9%, but here you have to look deeper. When we look at sales to our franchisees, again, we noted very strong performance with 14% sales increase year on year. Excluding alcohol business, Eurocash distribution increased sales by almost 12%. Alcohol business is being merged with Eurocash distribution right now. We are going for synergies that will be visible in the future. And now we are discontinuing sales to fat wholesalers, which are basically our competition at the end. Let's move to page number 7, where we may see performance of our retail business. Retail sales increased by 7.5%, and in third quarter, the retail sales amounted to 1.5 billion zloty. When we look at the EBITDA performance, here we have the opposite effect than we mentioned in previous charts. EBITDA of retail business increased by 21 million zloty, going up from very low results last year, and this year amounted to 32.5 million zloty. After IFRS 16, EBITDA of retail business amounted to almost 74 million zloty. This result was driven mainly by X Eco Chain and Mila supermarkets as well. Looking deeper into retail business development, on page number 8, you may see that both own supermarkets as well franchise supermarkets grew quite nice. Own supermarkets increased sales by 8.6%, while franchise supermarkets increased by 6%. And the last part of this segment is in Medio, growing nicely by 8%. When we look at the like-for-likes, you may notice that Delicatessen Centrum chain, retail like-for-likes, amounted to 4.1%. In Medio news agents, like-for-likes amounted to 5% in third quarter 2019. Let's look on projects on page number 9. Projects are driven mainly by Duży Ben expansion, and all segment sales revenues amounted to 27 million zloty, which is 126% of growth. EBITDA amounted to 10.7 million zloty negative, and this negative EBITDA is driven by the expansion of Duży Ben as well as Contigo. Duży Ben ended the quarter with 57 stores, and Contigo ended, finished the quarter with 20 stores. Like-for-likes in both of these chains are about 20%. Just summarizing financial performance on page number 10. Here you may see consolidated numbers when our net sales revenues increased by almost 7% within the quarter. Gross profit was stable or amounted to 12.5% comparing to 12.6% last year. Here you may see effect of deterioration of margin from fast-growing tobacco business, that is basically low-margin business. Below you may see EBITDA development, and EBITDA amounted in this quarter to 129 million zloty, which is 23% growth. EBITDA was partially impacted by one-off. One is positive, which is more than 12 million zloty pay-up earnout, and negative minus 8 million zloty Sushi to Go write-off. Sushi to Go was one of our projects. EBIT increased by 46%, while net profit increased by 7% this quarter. EBITDA after IFRS 16 amounted to 219 million zloty, while net profit amounted to 25 million. On a page number 11, you may see development of EBITDA by different segments. Wholesale was flat, retail increased EBITDA by 21 million zloty, projects deteriorated EBITDA by 3 million zloty, while others improved EBITDA by almost 6 million zloty. And here we recognize this one-off that I already mentioned. Just quick look on the 9-month results. Our 9-month sales revenues increased by 9.5%. We have around 290 million zloty of EBITDA, which is almost 560 million zloty after IFRS 16. Net profit amounted to 57 and 32 million zloty adequately. On page number 13, you may see our cash flow performance. Before IFRS, we generated 177 million zloty operating cash flow, and 75 million zloty comes from working capital. When you look at the cash conversion cycle, here you may see that our net working capital rotation amounted to negative 25 days, which is a stable result for last couple of quarters. All other parts of net working capital were impacted by different sales mix. The most important for us is that we are at the long-term net working capital rotation. On page number 14, here you may see our balance sheet, basically net debt. And our net debt amounted to 521 million zloty, which is 1.17 times EBITDA. Net debt after IFRS 16 amounted to 2.3 billion zloty. Please note that our bank covenants are based on net debt EBITDA before IFRS 16. On one of the last slides, you may see that we have received already the rating from MSCI ESG ratings. And we received double A, which we perceived as a nice result, knowing that we already started to measure all of this part, all of these indicators. Nevertheless, we outperformed a lot of big peer companies all over the world. And summarizing the quarter, it was a good quarter with visible improvement in the retail business. Wholesale keeps stable, sales increase with strong EBITDA despite hot summer previous year. Retail like-for-like are improving and EBITDA is growing, especially in X, Echo and Mila chains. We noted strong operational cash flow with net working capital at very good stable level. Our long-term strategy to expand in total food distribution in Poland is on schedule for both wholesale and retail. I give a voice to Jacek for one moment.
Yes, so let me also at this time to announce one more information. So I'd like to say that Cezary will join our Delicatessy Centrum team. So he's getting promotion. So congratulations. So it's last time he's together with us. Jan will take this post temporarily. And, you know, most of you knows quite well Jan Domański, so I think it's not a big problem. But generally speaking, the message is that really, on one hand, congratulations on to Cezary. On the other hand, we really count on him right now. So he goes to real business. Thank you. And right now we can open line for the questions.
So thank you very much. We are ready for...
Okay, so we begin the question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Michael Putera of UBS. Your line is now open.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi. I have three questions, please. I just wanted to check if there was any visible impact from the PKN contract in this quarter. The second question about like-for-likes in the cash and carry segment, it looked quite weak taking into account the food inflation. Maybe if you could comment on that, was it the weakness of the smallest stores, ABC, or some other factors at play? And the last question is about the margin in the retail segment. If you could just give us your view, how far are we from the target margin for that business, and maybe what is the difference between the margin in the, let's say, old Delicatessy Centrum stores and Echo and Mila currently? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the question. So let me take one by one. First one is Orlen. So generally speaking, I must admit we are not following the contract on a daily basis, but as far as I'm recalling, the big part of the volume was moved to Orlen itself in September. So if the question is, you know, how much of is in drop in revenue, unfortunately, I don't know, and we need to come back to this. But generally speaking, that's all in line. So I think it's not a big issue for the third quarter. Like for likes in cash and carry, generally speaking, you know, taking into account the our overweight in beer, especially in the and soft drink in cash and carry, I don't think the result is weak from our perspective, because please remember, if you are thinking how these two categories are distributed in Poland, it all makes sense that they are distributed through cash and carry, because they are quite heavy and, you know, logistical cost is, of one pallet is relatively low. So generally speaking, all of the producers are using cash and carries to deliver these two categories. And taking this into account that, you know, we had weaker summer than last year, it was not weak, but, you know, simply weaker. The like for likes, we don't see it as a big disaster, honestly, internally. Rather, we are quite happy with the positive results still. Developing cash and carry, which, you know, as you remember, probably 2 years ago, almost everybody was thinking it's dead body, and it's growing quite nicely quarter on quarter. And still, you know, we are not giving too much visibility as usual on the future, but generally speaking, the trends are kept. So wholesale is still developing, and also October is behind us. So we can confirm here that cash and carry is like for like in October were positive. And the third quarter is regarding margin in retail. Of course, your point is a valid one, because in reality, starting points in ex-Delikatesy Centrum, in ex-Eco and ex-Mila were different ones. Right now, I can't recall whether we have big differences in gross margins, but...
We improved slightly gross margin in both, in ex-Eco and Mila.
But still we have difference between Eco and Mila, which I'm yes. not recalling right now, but it's not like, you know, 1 or 2 points. It's below 1%. So you still have some rebalancing effect. But I think all of this, if you're asking us a little bit about future, it's connected with the discussion about how to set the unified Delikatesy Centrum profitability against competitors in future. In reality, what we are trying to do is to cluster all of the stores in Poland, not geographically, but based on the different features, like, for example, you know, rural versus urban, or, you know, the competition, Biedronka competition, or somebody else competition, or, you know, no competition, whether we have the school closed, school fast, it's travel points. So all together, we will have a big number of these clusters, and within each clusters, we'll next year work how to reposition the pricing model of Delikatesy Centrum. So altogether, I think we are not expecting the margin drop. We still have some opportunities, but then the whole discussion, I think, which will be running next year, it's also how to improve profitability of our franchisees. So big part of the margin improvement we want to give also to our franchisees to help them, and also, you know, taking into consideration, as you perfectly know, and big part of the participants as well, that this year it's year of the integration. So for example, expansion is not a big priority. So to start again expansion in the franchise model, we want to improve profitability of our franchisee next year. So all of this, I think, has chance to be reflected in the margin. However, you know, I really think part of this will go into better pricing for the franchisees.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 0 and 1. The next question is from Michał Kuzawinski of JP Morgan. Your line is now open.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Hi, Michał.
So just following up on PKN question. So you expect the impact, the first quarter with a full impact in Q4, correct? Of this contract discontinuation, or is it being discontinued in steps?
It's in steps, but I really can't remember the percentage. It's right now you need to really ask on the online side, because, you know, simply we have the price for the delivery, and right now it's in their hands whether they would like to, you know, phase out through few few weeks or sharply. Yes, I really can't remember right now. So, but the fact is that the full quarter result is Q4 in sales. Yes.
And Czarek, your comment about the retail segment improvement ex Echo, I believe I'm just a bit confused. Does that mean that the improvement happened outside the Echo chain, or is that improvement also in Echo chain?
Within, ex Echo, we mean in old, because in our internal internally we don't say that we have Echo stores. They are Delikatesy Centrum, or we can call them Delikatesy Centrum Wrocław. It means that in old Echo stores we are improving operations and margins. This was what I meant.
Okay, that's clear now. Thank you. And I read your interview with Pap from today, where we were asked, among other things, about the impact of minimum wage hikes. So I know your view, but I just wanted to follow up on what you said about the small stores, yeah, because you are concerned that the small stores would be more impacted than the modern retailers, and that as a result you may want to give them, you know, better pricing, and it kind of reads as a potential overhang on your gross margin. Is that the correct interpretation?
No,
yeah,
no.
Of your concerns?
No, it goes too much. Of course, you know what we are telling, it's exactly reality. So generally speaking, the cost of this employment, I mean salaries against sales, it's higher in the smaller stores than in discounters by definition, because, you know, discounters, it's much more efficient model. And in discounters, it's around 6%. In the smaller stores, it's around 12%. So if you are thinking about, you know, increasing salaries proportionally in both segments, so of course, profitability in the nominal terms somehow hurts the smaller stores more. Here, so that's the fact, yes? And on the other hand, I was not elaborating too much with press, because they were not asking about this. But the fact is that on one hand, it raises questions, like we did, you know, in the previous statement. On the other hand, we look at this as an opportunity, because you may remember that still on the wholesale side, the average store will have something like 5-7 different deliveries. I mean, different companies delivering to one shop. So generally speaking, we are looking at this as an opportunity, in a sense that from the shop owner perspective, they need to think not only about the prices and consumer, but also how to cut costs from the supply chain perspective. And of course, you know, I'm sorry for quite, you know, academic example, but the fact is that, you know, receiving one delivery per day is cheaper than receiving three deliveries per day. So somehow, due to the fact that we are the biggest wholesale operator, we are rather looking at this as an opportunity to push further through integration, and also taking into consideration that probably I would risk the statement, most advanced in terms of technology through our eurocash.pl. It's also, we are looking at this as an opportunity to integrate with them even further. So I don't think, you know, so the fact it's theoretically in favor of the organized trade. In reality, if you are looking from the opportunity side, from Eurocash perspective, I think it's not as bad as you concluded. So I disagree with the statement.
Okay, so there was no hinting at potential kind of, you know, bigger necessity of gross margin investment, correct? Yeah.
No. I think it's much more about, you know, how to cut costs from the, please read it as how to cut costs from the supply chain. By definition, you know, discounters will always be the most efficient. So by definition, our supply chain, I mean, you know, us as a wholesaler plus independent shops, it's more expensive, but we are not working much on integration here. So if you are following a little bit what is happening, what was happening in the much more mature markets, I think they went through quite a similar cycle where, you know, they needed also to talk about costs, not only about prices.
Yes, and just to conclude on this, on the cost side, so we heard Jeronimo is expecting double-digit wage inflation in Poland. That was also reiterated by Dino. They also think low double-digit cost inflation next year. And what level of inflation would you expect?
No, so we are not, you know, isolated Iceland. So whatever is happening in economy is hitting us directly. So as you know, the minimum salary is growing next year around 12%. So if you would count only, you know, for the part of the employees who are lower paid, it's single digit. I think that's also true in Biedronka and in Dino, by the way. But generally speaking, you know, we'll need to follow the law. So I'm not expecting here, you know, that will be different.
Okay, so
now
thank you.
In first quarter, our wage increase was about 9 to 10%. So, and we were able to reduce our costs. So, we have some plan.
So that's similar pace probably.
You said 9 to 10% per headcount, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen, and Tarek, congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you.
And good luck, you will need.
Absolutely. We always need good luck. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Jakub Krawczyk of Raiffeisen. Your line is now open.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. Congrats on the results.
Hello.
Congrats, Tarek.
Thank you.
Sounds like an exciting opportunity ahead of you. I have just a question on the retail side. If I understand correctly, Jacek, I think you said that expansion is not your priority next year. Did I understand that?
No. This year. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. As you remember, we said that 2019 is year of integration. So this year, and also as you can see in our results, we grew the number, but it's not very big number. So we always said when we finish integration, so beginning of 2020, we'll need to come back to you as a, you know, the market itself, and discuss what's really the growth speed. Yes. So generally speaking, that was my statement or what I meant. I'm sorry if I rephrase wrongly.
Okay, understood. So am I jumping the gun asking now about retail expansion for 2020? Is this something which you will tell us at the next call?
I think the beginning of, at the year end, I think that's one of the topics we'll need to come back to all of you, because otherwise, you know, we'll be unable to really discuss whether the growth is in retail or it's not there. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mikhail Majewski of PTE Allianz. Your line is now open.
Hello, good afternoon. My question is about Eurocash Alkohol. It's the only category with substantial drop year over year. Has this volume moved to Eurocash Distribution or other format,
yes,
or you just lost it?
No. Big part of
120 million Polish zloty.
Yes. So let me explain what is happening. Big part of this went into the distribution phase because, for example, you know, just to take the real example from life, Leviathan stores. So Leviathan stores in past, they had two contracts. One was with Eurocash Alkohol for specialized, you know, distribution of alcohol, and for the rest of the products with distribution. So this kind of clients move directly into distribution. However, the fact is also that we cut the sub-wholesalers because that's not our core business in distribution, and that was the point I think Cezary was mentioning in past. So in reality, what we did, for example, you know, generally speaking, economically, you are unable to deliver to all points in Poland, or you are sharing through sub-wholesalers credit risk, in fact, of the stores, because you are selling to, you know, better potentially partners than the small stores. But generally speaking, we stopped all of this because the other side of the same coin is that you are somehow, you know, feeding your direct competition. So right now we want to deliver directly to the stores. And of course the drop in the each individual store is much smaller than in sub-wholesalers. So volume short term is really suffering from this. I don't have here the split exactly of the amount, but we can look for this and provide. I really think, generally speaking, there are two biggest factors here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions. I hand back to the speakers for the conclusion.
So thank you very much. I hope... I'm sorry, because we can see that there was somebody in the system still trying to reach us with the question.
Yes.
If not, So we can go with the question if you wish.
Yes, you just registered. So it's a follow-up of Michael Butera of UBS.
Okay.
Your line is now open again.
Hi. Sorry for the last-minute follow-up.
No.
I didn't want to.
We have technology, so we just proved all of us.
I actually have a couple of questions, just maybe drill into a bit of details. Just one, maybe if you could give us like a summary of the integration process of the retail businesses. If you would say, you know, how advanced are you, and when do you expect this to be fully completed, please?
Okay, so from the integration perspective, let me a little bit revert the question. So I will try to answer what's left, maybe. Okay, maybe it's the easiest one. I think the two big points which are still pending are connected with first of all the branding of Mila stores. I think we mentioned this on the last quarter call that. We're considering whether it's wise to change the brand of Mila into Delikatesy Centrum in Q4, and we decided it's better to do it after the Christmas. As all of you know, and it's proven, the Christmas is the selling season, so of course we wouldn't like to make any confusion in the heads of the consumers. So we moved the rebranding of Mila stores into, I guess, January, February, so because it's 287 stores, so altogether it will take a few weeks. So that's one big deviation, right? I don't know, big. That's one deviation from our original plan. And second one, it's also connected with Mila. When we put the original business plan, we said that we'll migrate all of the stores into one IT platform till year end. And in reality, part of Mila stores is going to be migrated also next year, because we spent a little bit more time in integrating Echo, just twisting the system. So, you know, being sure that that system is working. And in reality, it's not about, you know, the technical feasibility of the system, but it's much more about how to clean the data, my master data, because again, I'm sorry for the example, but for example, you know, the carrot will have the different code in different IT systems in this country. We don't have something like master data of all SKUs which are sold. So takes time simply to clean the database of master data, and I think I can tell here that it took a little bit longer than we assumed originally. Except these two, I think the rest of what we said is integration. It's really on time, so I don't think really from the big points we are missing here something. Of course, I do think beginning of next year we would need to have the serious discussion about this expansion, like I said, and also about how to change the pricing policy in different clusters. So all of this is going to be, you know, vital questions, but I'm not so sure it's connected with integration anymore. It's simply the business as usual, much more. So from the integration perspective, it's what really happened, and we tried also to pass to all of you this information in past. We created the team who is running right now homogeneously the full network of franchise and owned stores. And I think that was really the big integration effort. The project was not only about, you know, IT, as for the time being, I think part of external world were thinking, but really about how to integrate this internally, you know, create new procedures, put all people to working together. So all of this seems quite easy, but if you are thinking about managing 5,000 people or 6,000 in this segment, it's not really, you know, the easy task. So I think except these two aspects which I mentioned before, nothing else comes to my mind really as that we are behind the original schedule, honestly.
So can you remind me, please, logistics, is it fully done? Or?
No. The one was the brand on the stores, and another one was migration of the Mila stores. Not all Mila stores are going to be migrated on the IT platform till year end.
Okay, and what's the status on logistics, please?
Logistic, it's ready. So, you know, the, technically speaking, what will happen at the beginning of December, we'll merge our companies into one. And at the same time, we'll sell the ex-warehouse of Mila in Krongola into Eurocash SA, so for the common logistical platform. So it didn't happen yet, but I don't see here a big risk, honestly. Simply, you know, depends on the at the time when the court registers merger, legal merger, and all of the papers are in the court, I think, for the last 2 or 3 weeks. So we are on the schedule here as well.
Thank you. Final question, if I may, please.
Sure.
I wanted to ask about franchise Biedronka stores. Biedronka was quite actively advertising them. Do you believe this may increase the competition in the segment? And also, is there a risk that some of your franchisees from the Delikatesy Centrum, for example, will you know, seek their luck and convert to Biedronkas? Thank you.
So, generally speaking, you know, personally, I haven't seen anything except the press release regarding the Biedronka concept. So, I don't have any physical right now example somebody converted into franchise Biedronka, so hard to really discuss something which is, you know, only in the potentially pipeline rather than on the market. So I cannot really comment on this. I don't know the format. I don't know profitability. So I think, Brent, it's not enough to believe that, you know, it will be successful. So we need to wait whether it will materialize or simply Biedronka will go to the core business and open more Biedronkas.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
So now there are no further questions.
Okay. Thank you very much for attending our call. We hope you find it interesting. Of course, all of us, we are, you know, at your disposal. So whatever questions you may have specifically, please contact us directly. Thank you very much. And
thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect now.